Brothers and sisters, the first thing I want you to know and I want you to receive is that you are not just a machine that will react to a certain stimuli. That if it's hot, you feel uncomfortable, but if it's cool, you feel comfortable. You have a thermostat in your soul. You have an air conditioner in your heart. And you can press now the button called super cool. And then you can make a decision. You can simply say to yourself, I'm not going to react to my stimuli. The stimulus here is heat. And you have a gap between stimulus and your own action. You do not have to react. You can respond. And you can make a choice right now and say, I'm going to press super cool right now within me, and I'm going to listen to the Word of God. Will you make that decision? You have the power of choice. You can make a choice right now and say to yourself, I'm going to be bothered by this heat. I'm going to react to this heat, and I'm going to feel very uncomfortable, and I'm not going to listen. You can make that choice. But you can also make the choice, I'm going to listen. I don't care about this heat. I'm going to put super cool in my heart, and I'm going to listen. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to listen to the Word of God. It's going to be cool within me. Amen? Are you cool? I'm cool. Okay. Imagine with me. I need your imagination now. Imagine that I was coming here, and I was driving the car, and then I hit a minor accident. It's not a big crash. I just bumped into another vehicle. But the bump was such that I hit my head on the steering wheel. And then when I hit my head on the steering wheel, I said, where am I? Who am I? I suffer what they call amnesia. And so I go walking into this place, wondering who the world I was, and what is this whole thing about? When somebody says, Bo, how are you? You know? And I say, me? Bo, you know? Ah, that's my name, yes. Ah. What's this all about? Bo, come on, this is the GOG gathering. GOG? GOG? Glory of God, we're going to have a prayer meeting. Brother Todd will lead the worship, and of course, you will give the talk. Me? Me give a talk? Bo, you're the preacher of the community. You're supposed to go there and give a talk and preach away and inspire us. Me? Give a talk? What am I going to say? I don't know, but you know. I don't know. Me? Preach? Now, brothers and sisters, when you've got amnesia, there are going to be all sorts of problems. And it's going to be pretty messy. And sisters and brothers, today I'm not going to talk about amnesia of the mind, because probably 99% of the congregation here has not yet experienced amnesia of the mind, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Today I want to talk about amnesia of the heart, because I believe it is more common, and I believe that the effects are more devastating. I want to hear an amen if you're still listening to me. Amnesia of the heart. You know it here, you don't know it over here. You want to find out whether you have amnesia of the heart? How many of you here are children of God? Raise your hand. Some of you did not raise your hand, so I think I'm going to change my talk to amnesia of the mind. Okay. No. How many of you here are children of God? How many of you believe that God loves you? How many of you believe that you're filled by the Holy Spirit? How many of you believe that you're commissioned by God, elected by God, selected by God, anointed by God to evangelize? Wow. So amnesia of the mind is not a problem. It's amnesia of the heart. You know why? Because I always hear it from you. Me evangelize? Me preach? Come on, brother, why don't you pray over? Me pray over? Come on, sister, why don't you come and just share your testimony? Me share? Come on, sister, why don't you come and take over and bring us? Me do that? Amnesia of the heart. You can do it, sister. Come and pray for the grace of God that you'll be able to forgive your husband. Me forgive my husband? Come on, sister. Come on, brother. You can. Let's pray over you. Let's ask the Lord for me be able to conquer my sin. Amnesia of the heart. Amnesia. One of the beautiful things about reading the Gospels is that Jesus never had amnesia of the heart. Never. He knew who he was. He spoke about it. He shouted it from the rooftops. He proclaimed it. He prophesied it. He lived with it. He knew who he was, and he knew his mission. Like this boy over here. He knows what he's doing. He wants to sit down right there. Come on, sit down there. Amnesia of the heart focuses on two things. You forget your identity. Say it with me. And you forget your mission. Identity and mission. If you have amnesia of the heart, you forget identity and mission. Jesus never forgot identity and mission. And that's why he got into a lot of trouble. That's why he got into a lot of trouble, because he did not forget his identity and he did not forget his mission. He kept on talking about it. My Father and I are one. Imagine the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What are you talking about? I am the bread of life. And I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father except through me. You get into trouble when you say things like that. Jesus never made any negative statement about himself. Never. He never said bad things about himself. Always positive things. He knew his identity in here and in here. He knew his mission. Look at the apostles. When you read the epistles, Paul, Peter, James, John, they knew who they were. In fact, in the first verse of every single epistle, they spoke about who they were. Paul, what does he say? An apostle of Christ Jesus, ordained by God to be the preacher to the Gentiles. He knew who he was, and he knew his mission. He lived it. He talked about it. He spoke about it. He ate with it. He slept with it. He talked about it. He walked with it. He dreamt about it. He argued about it. He spoke. He knew it. It was there. It was his identity, and with his mission, he was complete. He knew about it. He spoke about it. It was in his heart. He did not have amnesia of the heart. The problem is, if I walk right now in this gym holding this microphone, will I do it? Never mind. If I go around right now, and if I ask the question, who are you? You know, somebody might stand up and say, I'm a child of God, I think. And then it'll be worse if I come to the second question. And what's your mission in life? Mission? Ano yun? Alam ko consumption, tsaka alta presyon, pero hindi mission. What do you talk about, mission? Sisters and brothers, one of the most beautiful things that has happened to me in the recent months is I've rediscovered my mission in life. When I was 12 years old, a leader of our prayer group stood up and said and prophesied that there would be one little guy there who would be receiving the gift of wisdom, and this person will preach the gospel. And I've rediscovered my mission. I do a lot of things, you know, and I like doing a lot of things at the same time. I wear a lot of hats. And I started, you know, pastoring a community. I started running a business called Shepherd's Voice. And I started being a director and an operations man and Anawim and so and so and so and all these things. But brothers and sisters, the problem with that is that they were not my main gifts and they were not my main call. I rediscovered that my mission in life is to preach the Word of God. That's my mission. That's what God has called me to do. That's my main gift. That's my main call. And until the day I die, I want to continue preaching. I want to see in my mind when I'm 80 years old, and Todd will call me, Brother Bo, please give the word of God. And I'd be here, and I'd be saying, and now, brothers and sisters, I want to preach about amnesia of the heart. I want to believe, and then I want to die while preaching. You know that? That's my dream. That I'll die while on stage. I want that. That's my mission in life. I rediscovered it's a fire burning within me. That's my mission. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to preach the Word of God through writing. I want to preach the Word of God right here before an audience. I want to proclaim Jesus is Lord and Jesus is alive and that Jesus loves us. And it's so beautiful when you know your mission. It's so good. What is your mission? Do you know? Or do you have also amnesia of the heart like me? I was giving a Life in the Spirit seminar when I was a young fellow. And I went into the vigil room of that seminar. And I saw an old woman praying there. I gave my talk, went back to the vigil room, and the old woman was still there. After the affair, the organizer spoke to me and said, you know, Bo, you know why we're so successful? You know why we get thousands of people in our Life in the Spirit seminar? You know why so many people are baptized in the Holy Spirit? It's because of that one little old lady. Because from dawn to dusk, from morning till nighttime, she's the first one there in the vigil room. She's the last one to leave. The whole day, she's there praying. It would have been useless for me to go to her and say, Lola, ano yung mission niyo sa buhay? Because it was so clear to her. Her mission in life was to intercede. That's it. And she was so focused on that mission. What is your mission in life? What is it? Is it to counsel? Go do counseling. Is it to evangelize? Go do it. Is it to build communities? Go do it. What is your mission? I look upon some businessman here in the eye and I say, you've got the gift of business. Go do it. Go and evangelize the marketplace. Be a light and a witness for God right there in the marketplace. And earn a lot of money and then give it to me. That's your mission. That's your mission. Sisters and brothers, you've got to be so focused on your mission. You know, if you lose track and if you start earning money for yourself and getting rich and all of that, brothers and sisters, you'll not have joy. What is your mission in life? Identity and mission. Do you know what your mission is? When you have amnesia of the heart, you begin to act in a very terrible way. First, you begin to act like a beggar. If you forget in your heart that you were a friend of God, a child of the Father, a beloved of the Lord, someone who's ordained and anointed and selected and chosen and precious, whose name is carved in the palm of His hand. If you forget all of that, you begin to act like a beggar. You begin to want happiness outside you. You begin to identify your own personal happiness for an object outside you. That if you will not get this gadget, you won't be happy. If you will not be driving this beautiful, brand new, bright, shiny car, you won't be happy. If you will not build this nice bungalow with a terrace and with tegula roof tiles, and if you will not have that house, you will not be happy. And that's terrible. Because all the happiness that you need is deep within you. All of it. It's not outside. All you need for happiness is right there, within. Do you believe in that? It's not outside. It's within. Understand, and that's the problem. We do not want to believe what reality screams to us. Let me tell you a story of what I mean by being so hard-headed. Two guys meet on a road. This is an example of hard-headedness. Two guys meet on the road, and one of the guys says, Tom, my, you've changed. You were so stout before, and now you're thin. You were so short before, and now you're tall. You were so plain, fair complexion before, and now you're so dark. Look at your clothes, the style. You've so much changed. And the other guy finally says, I'm sorry, I'm not Tom. My name is James. And the other guy says, funny boy, you even changed your name? Hard-headedness. Reality screams something different, and you don't want to believe. You just want to stick to what you want to believe. And brothers and sisters, that's the same thing. When all around you, look at the most miserable people in this world. Look, who are they? It's the rich. And we want to get our happiness in objects. We want to get our happiness in houses and homes and bank accounts. But reality all around you is screaming something very different. That happiness is not outside. Happiness is right here. It's all here. Will you change your mind? And not only do you act like a beggar, you act like a toy. If you have amnesia of the heart, you act like a toy with buttons on your chest. That's what happens. I'm going to be happy if I get the approval of certain people. I'm going to be happy if I'll get the admiration of some people. If these people will not reject me but accept me. Sisters and brothers, we all need approval. And we all need admiration. And we all need acceptance. And Father Steve was saying that a while ago in Mass. That we need love. And that's true. That's very true. But as we give and as we receive that love daily from friends, from family, and from God, as we receive it from community, from people, something has to be built deep within our core. Something that will be ultimately untouchable. We need to grow up. And it will not happen overnight. But a core within you that no one can ever touch, no one can ever steal away. A core happiness, a core joy that no one can ever hurt and no one can ever steal. No one can ever take away from you. We're like a toy. You know, if somebody says something good about us, presses a button on our chest. Somebody who says, uy, ang payat mo ngayon. You know, right? Presses the right button. Oh, thank you. You know, and you walk in cloud nine and you're so happy the whole day. And then the next hour, somebody presses another button. It's called rejection. It's called criticism. Beep. Ang taba mo ngayon. Ang laki mo. Parang aparador. Parang tamaraw FX. You know? And then it's another button pressed. And then, you know, and you feel bad and you feel low and you go through life like that. You know, you're like a toy with buttons on your chest. But as you grow in your Christian life and as you grow in the love of God and as you grow in the love of brothers and sisters who will love you unconditionally and who will love you with their imperfect love, something has to grow deep within you. It's a core joy that no one will ever be able to touch. No one will be able to steal or take away. No one has power that no one will have power over. It's something that's right deep within. It's when you get over your amnesia of the heart. How do you do it? How do you get over it? Is it if I brainwash myself? What if every morning I wake up and I say, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God? Will that work? Well, maybe it works for some people. And maybe it won't work for some other people. This is going to be very ironic. But my prescription is very simple. Don't fight your amnesia of the heart. Don't fight it when you're acting like a beggar, looking for happiness in objects. Don't fight it when you're acting like a toy with buttons on your chest. And you feel high one day and low next day because somebody rejects you or somebody hurts you or whatever, or abandons you. Don't fight it. Just watch. Just watch it. Just watch yourself go through all that. Accept it. Embrace it. Feel it. Feel the hurt. Feel the pain. Feel what it feels like to be a beggar. you know, that if the, I will not get this, I will not be happy. You know, feel that. Experience that. Watch that. Watch that in yourself. And I hope that a day will come when you'll just get so sick and so tired of that. So sick and so tired of that, it will bring you to your knees and cry out for God. And then healing will start taking place. You can't fight amnesia of the heart. You can't. It's something that you'll just have to watch and observe and be aware. You see, the difference is that before you did not know you've got amnesia of the heart. Now you know and you watch it. And you share about it with people. And you pray for the love of God and the healing of God to come. You watch it. And then healing comes. The second prescription I'll give you is one of living life. Of being able to stop and slow down enough to live well. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't look at a sunrise. They don't have time to just walk slowly. Look at the trees and smell the flowers and listen to the birds chirping in the air and talking to a friend and enjoying his company. If you don't have time like that, if you go rush, rush, rush and go and do this and do this and do that, you lose something. You lose something. That happiness is really all there. It's all within. You are a child of the Father. You are a beloved of the Lord. And you are a friend of God. A friend of God. A friend of God. Can I invite you to stand? Did I get through? Let's pray for healing. I believe in the Holy Spirit more than ever now. I believe that when we pray in tongues, you know, I've been praying in tongues a lot lately. And, you know, you reach a certain point in your Christian life where you realize you don't know what to pray anymore. And you just want the Holy Spirit to pray in you. And so let's pray in the Spirit that our amnesia of the heart may be healed slowly. And more we will know what our identity is and what our mission in life is. Tomorrow I'm taking a retreat. I'm slowing down. I'm taking an 8-day retreat alone in Mindanao. I try to go as far away as possible so that people won't contact me. And I'm praying that the Lord would speak to me. I'm praying that the Lord will guide and lead me. You pray for me, okay? Promise you pray for me? Yoo-hoo. Okay. But I'm praying that, as you know, that's my second prescription. Slow down. Breathe. Allow God to tell you who you are. Allow God to reveal to you your mission in life. Allow God. And then your confidence comes back. And then you begin to know. You begin to have self-worth. You begin to realize you're loved. You begin to realize how beautiful you are. I pray that this happens and starts this morning as we pray. I believe healing can start now. It will never be finished, but it can start. Heal us, Lord, of our amnesia of the heart. Sanda makasantariya. Lere koroko sundara ragarariyara malalakurosha. Leria malalakandara rakasandara riyara. When we forget our identity and we forget our mission, laramaka sundara roko sundara yarama. Leria ramara koroto sundara riyara malalalia. Yandolololo koroto sundara yara malalalia. Pray in the Spirit. Don't be afraid. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit to heal you. But pray in tongues because you do not know what to pray. And believe that the Holy Spirit is there. He is blowing in this place. And He will do wonderful things in your life. Things that you would not imagine right now.
larama kosunda la lakatas. Teriara malalakara ramodoro sundariara. Yala la lakara karakatsandariara. La 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 yala malalamalakara yaramodoro sundari. Dear regadika sanda la 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 yala malalakandariara. Yanda la la malalakana nariara sandariara. Solo lo lo malalakara yara malalamalakara yasanda. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Sanda la la malalamala la yala la yala. Sanda la yala la yala la yala la yala la yala. Arro sumara la yala la yala la yala. And as we worship, say it with me. And as we worship, there is healing. In your name. And Lord, heal us of our amnesia. When we forget who we are now, that we are yours. We are a child of the Father. We are a beloved of the Lord. We are precious in your sight. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. Deep within us, you have given us a joy that no one can ever take away. And as we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing. Jesus, we believe. Jesus, there's healing in your. Let's wave to God. Give Him a wave offering now. And as we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing. Jesus, we believe. Jesus. Almighty Father, Almighty Father, we lift our hands to you. Yes, Lord, we do. To receive the power to heal us, you. And heal us, Lord. Heal us now.
And as we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit. Gentle touch is flowing, Jesus. We believe.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, there is healing in your name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, my Father,
we lift our hands.
We lift our hands to you.
See it, Lord.
We receive. As we worship in your presence, there is healing.
Oh, yeah.
The Holy Spirit's gentle touch.
Hallelujah.
It's flowing, Jesus.
We believe.
We believe.
Oh,
Jesus. There is healing in your name.
Let's make a confession of your spiritual truth. Do not be hard-headed. Do not be hard-headed. This is the truth, and it speaks to you. Every time you see a sunrise, the sunrise is telling you, you think I'm beautiful? I'm not the masterpiece of creation. You are. Every time you see a flower, the flower screams at you. You think I'm pretty? You think I'm lovely? Look at yourself. You're the masterpiece of God. Reality is screaming to you. Do not be hard-headed. Say it with me. Confess the truth now. I am beautiful. God looks at me with delight. When God looks at me, His heart is filled with joy. I am precious to God. Put your hands over your chest. Say it with me. I am a child of the Father.
I am a child of the Father.
I am a beloved of the Lord.
I am a beloved of the Lord.
I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
My name is written in His palm.
My name is written in His palm.
I am filled by the Holy Spirit.
I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
And if the Holy Spirit is in me, then I have joy. Then I have peace. Then I have love. If the Holy Spirit is in me, then all the gifts of the Spirit are in me. I am chosen. I am selected. I am anointed. Let the truth sink in. Let the truth sink in. Brothers and sisters, we spoke about your identity. I cannot speak about mission because all of us have different missions. And if you have not yet discovered your mission in life, go to your God. Go to silence and solitude and think hard and pray hard, that you may know your mission in life. But make this prayer with me. For those of you who already know your mission in life, raise your hand. Those of you who know your mission in life, raise your hand. Okay. All of you who are raising your hand, you pray with me. Say it with me. Jesus, I am committing myself. Give me the fire in my heart to fulfill this mission in Jesus' name. May I burn in zeal, in passion for this mission that you have given to me in Jesus' name. Amen. Those of you who do not know your mission in life, raise your hand. Raise your hand. That's okay. Admit it. And let's pray for you. Pray together with me. Jesus, reveal to me my mission in life. Let it be a fire that will burn in my heart. I will know this mission because I will be passionate about it. Because I will receive peace and I will enjoy doing this mission. It will be a difficult mission, but in spite of the difficulty, there will be joy bursting in my heart as I fulfill this mission. Reveal to me, Lord, clearly. Let me hear your voice, and let me never forget about this mission. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes the mission could be very simple. It could be simply being a mother, raising up children for the kingdom of God. For others, it could be just being a friend. God has given you the gift of encouragement, and you're able to say the right word at the right time, and people are encouraged because of your presence. Some of you have the gift of generosity. Tita Neneng has the gift of cooking and serving food. You know, it could be anything, but it could be a specific mission that will give you joy as you do something. And I pray that the Lord may reveal that to you.
And brothers and sisters, go home. Go home. But don't go home with hearts drooping and with legs and knees trembling. Go home with your chin up. Go home with your head high. Go home because you're sons of God. Go home because you're children of the Father. Go home because you're the beloved of the Lord. Go home because you're filled by the Spirit. Go home with the love of God in you. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, don't walk home. Don't walk home. March out of here as soldiers, as warriors, as men and women who are filled to the overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Don't walk out of here. Dance out of here. ¶¶